Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings at Kaplansky.com.
Good news for those of you who might be lacking in the crotchal region.
Here we go.
Small junk becoming popular again.
What?
Yep.
Yes!
Leanings toward men with large genitalia.
Right.
I think I'm blushing now just thinking about this conversation.
Women should change their underwear every day. A guy can get away with boxers one after another.
Very good. That's correct.
Proximity. It's a proximity issue.
No, I'm just saying. It's just...
What about this, when you put pants on and it smooshes it into the proximity? It's
you go to the trees to see the forest.
It's disgusting.
Get out of here.
It's sniffing their nose and
Man,
I
what's
just
that?
Sniff.
I don't. I,
what's
I,
that
I just
that
smell that sound like fire.
The lady parts
and groped her lady part
right up in the biz.
Yeah,
and
no,
you should burn them at the end of the night.
Burn them.
Yeah.
And now.
Last night I was shooting the breeze by the fire pit. I'm like, you hear the hill, man? And my buddy's like, yeah. He's like, we're liking it. It's getting good. So,
all right, good.
I'll go with the strong 9-2. You guys have really come a long way.
Well, listen,
thank you.
Give us a little while here, you know? We're like the Patriots receiving corps. Wait till the
cultural change is hard.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
Now, you bought both your kids' cars,
let's
right?
Let's not discuss me.
Enough is about me.
My dad had, like, some animals.
You were raised by animals.
And we had the coldest Christmas day on record.
Freezing our ass off.
And I went out to feed the chickens. All of the chickens were, they were frozen.
Dead.
The chickens froze.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
Sorry, Danielle, to be so crude, but they've been busting balls from the time they first started playing together.
Dale, did you just apologize for using the phrase busting balls? I teeter on an FCC violation at least 3 days a week.
I was raised a certain way about how you can speak in front of ladies.
Dale's I'm not a lady. Wet wipes and lube are two of the best things I ever took from one of my exes.
Joined by Nick Fitzie Stevens.
Hey, Fitzie, you dummy.
Come on, idiot.
Hey, Ken, can you play that tape of Michelle Obama calling someone fatty, fatty, bumbaladdy?
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
That's Curtis being threatened by Lucy's presence in the producer booth.
Jay-Z was in some trouble with Beyonce for cheating.
Did not cheat.
What if he did it again? The NFL found out about it.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the show, fake take.
I mean, that's possible.
Part of your theory as to why Malcolm Butler was benched for
that. Yeah, Tangway probably leaked it.
Come on.
Now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
How could it happen?
What are we doing as a society?
On sports radio.
That intro was far too long. But I thought it was fine. I mean, how long was it? Was it 12?
Two and a half.
14 minutes?
Jesus Christ,
you knew they were going to do it.
WEEI.
I forgot that Lucy wasn't here, and I'm going to have to stare at that Ichabod Crane lookalike in the studio all morning. Welcome back, Curtis.
Oh, baby. Feel the welcome.
How was the vacay?
It was great, but I have to say, I always listen to the show when I'm gone. It's sort of part of my DNA, and I was stunned at how quickly I was replaced and upgraded upon in my absence.
That's the way it happens. I mean, that's why a lot of guys, they don't take days off. A lot of women don't take days off at work. They're afraid that their replacement is going to slide right in.
Right. Well, it was like in Showgirls. There's always someone younger and hungrier coming down the stairs behind you.
Interesting analogy, considering last week.
I didn't push Lucille. I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Could you hear over the radio how jealous Danielle was? Were you able to hear that?
Oh, God.
I'm in here. So when there's a younger model, an upgrade model around, Danielle gets very catfighty.
Yes.
Very, very catfighty.
You could cut the tension with a knife in my radio.
You could? Know? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's very uncomfortable in here.
Well, we're glad to have you back. It is a Monday. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, For week number four of this show, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
This is The League.
Great lead request from Friday. I don't remember who it was. I think it was a texter, but Ghost Riders in the Sky. And we'll begin with Curtis since he's back from vacation. What's your lead this morning,
Curtis? All right, my lead is related to Dan Shaughnessy tweets Saturday night during the Patriots-Titans preseason game. He wrote this: Pats fans, same folks who would be crushing Josh Gordon as a repeat offender and drug addict if he were reinstated to Kansas City. Now sensitive and understanding. They sincerely care about Josh and hope he overcomes his disease. Now, this was a not too subtle analogy between Josh Gordon and Tyreek Hill, both players reinstated by Commissioner Goodell this offseason.
Correct.
For those who don't understand or don't know or remember, Tyreek Hill punched his pregnant girlfriend while in college and allegedly abused his 4-year-old child, breaking his arm this past year.
And then he tried to explain it away as UFC playhousing, if I remember correctly.
And not alleged, we have it on audio recording, telling his girlfriend or fiance that his son should be effing afraid of him. Both should be.
Nowhere near the same thing.
It's unbelievable.
Fake take Shaughnessy is way off on this
pathetic.
One. I agree with you. Way off. Absolutely way off on this.
While fake take Laird was on the money Saturday, no Tom Brady. Belichick didn't get his wish. Hoyer didn't die on the field. But
what's wrong with you?
It's becoming very, very clear what's happening here. Josh Gordon is back.
Yeah.
Robert Kraft has no suspension. None coming.
Uh-huh.
Little handshake deal between Jay-Z, Roger Goodell, and Bill Belichick that Colin Kaepernick will come back to the NFL this week in New England. And in return, Josh Gordon back and no Kraft suspension. And here's audio to prove it from Robert Kraft's bestie, Cardi B.
I feel like Jay-Z could bring back Colin Kaepernick. I feel so. I feel like he has that power.
A little inside tip from Cardi.
Yeah, Cardi B with the inside information.
Mm-hmm.
So just mark that down. What is the date today? Today is the 19th. What is it? The 19th of August. And fake take Laird says that Kaepernick will be added to the Patriots roster.
Most likely this week. I'd give it two weeks at most.
Most likely this week. All right.
I don't care what anyone says is the big story today. Alex Reamer is leaving WEEI.
Really?
That is going to be on everyone's lips this morning.
Careful with your... Why?
The reasoning, who knows? But he's going to be the director of communications for a state senator, and I'm guessing he likely will be available later if you'd like to talk to him about it.
Yeah, all right. Well, I feel sad about
that. I spoke with Reamer last night. He blames one person above all else
upstairs,
for his departure.
Is it upstairs, Joe?
It's neither of the average Joes.
Is it downstairs, Joe?
Neither.
Who is it?
One Greg Hill.
Has nothing to do with me.
Would not put him on the morning show.
I was planning on having him on once we got into hard 10 status in a couple of months.
Well, I saw your schedule. You had him on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
We were scheduling him for the Christmas break. That's unfortunate that Reamer is leaving the station. I feel bad about
it. Yeah.
I hope he doesn't hold anything against me.
I hope so, too.
I thought he blamed Colin Kaepernick for his departure.
He probably does, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
He probably does.
Well, Greg, one of the pressing offseason needs for the Patriots was who would replace Gronk on the field and be the next dependable tight end target for TB12. We do not know the answer to that. However, we do know who is going to fill the personality void and replace Gronk off the field.
Ever since high school, my grandma has been promising me if I played hard and I didn't get hurt, she's been promising me $5 and a chocolate bar, either Hershey's or Sarah's Candies.
And Saturday night, Hardo McGee, Tom Brady's favorite Insta-troll, decided to go out there and play his ass off. Chase Winovich is your off-field Gronk, which I predicted, just like Jacoby Myers, 6-for-82 Saturday in a 2-point conversion. Who's your daddy when it comes to making the Pats picks? God, do I love Thor, the defensive end.
So you are calling him the new off-field Gronk.
Yes.
Okay, new off-field Gronk. All right. Well, now that fake take Laird's Red Sox season savior, Chris Sale, has been put on the IL, will all of you Red Sox sycophants finally admit it is over? Done. Finished.
Hurts.
Call it a season. It's like when Walter White is lying there on the floor of the meth lab, shot with his own machine gun.
Spoiler alert.
And it's finished. Can you all finally admit that the Red Sox season is over and start looking forward to spring training? I'm sorry. Start looking forward to the departure of the equipment truck, which will happen sometime late in January.
Oh, right? Truck day.
It's truck day. One of the great days in our city.
Let's go Red Sox.
All right. Well, those are our suggestions for what the lead would be this morning. If you want to be on the show today, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text us at 37937. This will be our last day at the beginning of the week in the studio, because tomorrow we begin the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We will be bringing you the show from Fenway for 2 days in a row, and more on that coming up later.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V. Well, Josh Gordon is back. He can attend Thursday night, can't play, but he can play in the final preseason game of the year. Unbelievable turn of events.
Huge.
For the Patriots. Gigantic. Huge. Bombshell.
Gigantic news. All the complaining and whining about who Tom Brady was going to have when it comes to weapons can now go away.
Suddenly, a position of weakness is a position of strength.
Wow. Now, let's pump the brakes here a little bit. Now. He played 11 games last year. What's the over-under? Is he going to make it to the end of the season?
Yes.
I mean,
he hasn't played
a full season in about 5 years.
I think he's going to be fine. They're going to bring in some kind of a life coach.
Oh, he'll be fine. But Chris Sale is dead and going to have his arm amputated.
Ken, he has actually never played a full season. The most games Josh Gordon has played in a season is 14. So if he were to finish the season in a Pats uniform, which I wonder if other people think he will, it would be his first full season.
I would agree. It's encouraging news. Two injuries of note in the game. Shalik Calhoun and Derek Rivers left, so D-line taking a couple lumps. But otherwise, a lot of starters rested, including Tom Brady. Jared Stidham, mixed bag, I'll admit. Good fourth quarter, though. 14-19, 193 yards and a touchdown. Nice run for a first down. Tom Brady was very passionate about.
Tom looked very happy.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to be celebrating the success of his rookie quarterback.
He looked at his wrist where it said, cheer for Stidham when he scores this time, and then he made sure he found all the cameras and clapped heartily.
And Isaiah Wynn got 19 strong snaps at left tackle. So, hey, glass half full this morning. And you're not the Raiders. They issued an ultimatum to Antonio Brown, who again didn't practice on Sunday. Mike Mayock said, decide whether you are in or out. We'll see if that deadline inspires him to get in. Chris Sale, indeed, headed to Pensacola, Florida today to visit Dr. James Andrews for a second opinion. The fear that he tore his ligament Tuesday against the Indians. David Price also on the IL with that cyst, will throw again on Tuesday after his bullpen on Saturday. Sox did complete the sweep of Baltimore. 13-7 win yesterday. Rough start for Nathan Eovaldi, who was back into the rotation at Chris Sale's need. It is the Greg Hill Show.
I know you're trolling somebody. I just don't know who it is. I can't. I mean,
there was a viral duet with Rick Astley and Dave Grohl over the weekend, so this was on my mind.
Oh,
I love getting Rickrolled first thing in the morning.
How was it?
It was pretty good. Like, Dave Grohl was singing, and then big surprise entrance from Rick Astley, and he brought the house down.
Dave Grohl makes the most amazing cover choices. Like, if you've never heard the cover that the Foo Fighters do of the Jerry Rafferty song, Baker Street. It is one of the great covers of all time.
Incredible.
They do, when it comes to the Foo Fighters, they make the most amazing cover choices. All right, so there's a reason behind that, Ken. I'm going to say that's okay. Curtis is back with us after a brief vacation on the Cape, at the outer end of the Cape. You had fun, you and the missus.
Oh, baby, wild time. Town was crazy.
What was the highlight?
Oh, the highlight. I went to a show at the Pilgrim House in Provincetown called Miss Richfield 1981 about gender fluidity, and I gotta say, I am enlightened.
How was the food?
Spectacular!
Really?
Yeah.
Where's the best? Were you actually in P-Town itself?
I was staying in a condo on the beach off Commercial Street in P-Town.
What did they get you for a week for that?
Oh,
two grand.
Get his dad.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it was help for my dad, but yeah, it was over north of five for the week.
What?
North of five.
Oh my lord! How much are you making around here? Somebody look into that. Ken,
he doesn't need to make much.
Oh, I know what he makes.
You know what he makes?
Because we make the same, and it's not impressive.
is that a part of the deal? Is that neither one of you can make more than the other?
We negotiated together. Yes.
Are you guys negotiating
package
together?
Deal.
Collective bargaining.
Yes.
Is that the two of you?
We're our own
attorney.
Union.
Yeah. Well, you had good weather. I mean, you had really good vacation.
It was awesome. It was really nice. It was really one of the most relaxing spots and places I've been in New England.
Were you worried about the sharks? I mean, did you go in the water? Were you worried? What about the fecal matter count?
Whenever I saw a seal, I jumped in because I felt like it'd be good for the show if I got bitten.
Yeah, it would be great.
Or a merciless end to the hellscape that is.
Well, that was it too. And Lucy was doing so well, I was like, whatever, they don't need me. So
I don't know. I feel like the shark might take a bite and be like, eh, a little tough, a little sinewy, a little
no meat on these bones.
There's no meat on this individual.
They were just swimming past me.
All right. Well, it's a Monday, and we got a lot to cover today. I did want to start off just by mentioning that tomorrow we begin the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and I have to tell you, coming from the other station, it's wildly impressive what the listeners have done when it comes to this event over the last 18 years. I believe that you incredibly generous WEEI listeners have donated over $53 million to the Jimmy Fund during the history of this telethon, which is extraordinary. It's an amazing amount. Now, I will say this. We will be live from Fenway Park tomorrow and Wednesday, both days, not only this show, but the whole entire radio station. And I think you're going to be impressed with the generosity of the old listeners, of the AAF listeners, because I have asked them countless thousands, myriads of times to step up, and they step up over and over again. So I think you guys, I'm sure you have been very impressed with the generosity of the EI listeners. I believe that you will be suitably impressed with the generosity of the AAF listeners. They step up over and over and over again.
Day one, it's always daunting because you look at what last year was, and it's like $2 million, $3 million, whatever it was, and you're like, how in God's name can we get anywhere near that again? And then somewhere around 9 a.m. on day one, you're like, holy crap.
It's amazing.
It's
right?
amazing.
Yeah, yeah,
it's just a remarkable couple days.
It is. It's an amazing. It really is. And so on the show tomorrow, we will be joined at Fenway by Tuukka Rask at 8. So Tuukka is going to, and Tuukka has not said much after the sad end of the season last year. So
Tuukka or Puka?
We will have Tuukka with us tomorrow at 8. We will have Tom Brady on tomorrow. Tom Brady not on today so that he can be a part of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon to benefit the Dana-Farber and also the mayor of the city of Boston, Marty Walsh, will join us. And I got a lot of hard balls, which I'm going to direct at the mayor during his appearance tomorrow.
Maddie.
So that's all happening tomorrow. We do have an auction item today to see what we can raise during the show for the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And I want to thank the incredible people at the Encore over in Everett for donating an item, which you can bid on this morning all the way up until 9:30 or so as we get toward the end of the show today. But the item is a night at the Encore. You get two VIP seats for the Murphy's boxing event, which is coming up on the 23rd. What's that, Thursday night? Is that what is the 23rd Thursday night?
Friday
night. Ken Casey and the Dropkicks do a whole bunch of boxing events, and they do a great job with them. And so you get two VIP seats for that. You get dinner for two at Rare, which is nice. which is the steakhouse over there. And when they first opened up, I did go eat at Rare, and it's really, really good. Ken, you went to a boxing event recently over there,
I
right?
went, yes. They had us over the first night of boxing there. It was awesome. We went to Rare and then went to boxing. It was like the perfect night. You had like five fights, one after another. It was well run. The final fight went 15 rounds. It was the first time I've ever seen live boxing. I was really blown away by it, to be honest with you. No, really
it's,
good.
It's a really, really good night. And you also get an overnight stay at Encore Boston in a Premier King or Premier Double, or in your case, Curtis, two single beds room.
Right.
If you'd like to bid on that this morning, you can call 617-931-0937. 617-931-0937. And the bidding starts at $500, but I think that's a steal if you get it for $500.
Definitely.
And a full night stay at the Encore, which is, I mean, it's basically, I've said this before, it's like Las Vegas in Everett.
Yes.
So I think you'll really enjoy yourself. Have you been over there yet, Nick?
I have yet.
You have yet? Mm. You've yet to go. I think you'll enjoy it.
I'd love to go. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a good
you take the water taxi, right? Is that the Encore ferry best way to go?
You can take the water taxi over from the seaport.
I've done it. It's spectacular. It's awesome. It's like 20 minutes and you go right past downtown and the Boston Harbor skyline. It's really cool.
I mean, that's the only thing that the state kind of maybe dropped the ball on a little bit is the one road in over the bridge is can be a little bit frustrating.
Well, as soon as they get the premier pay-as-you-go lane or the 1% lane mm-hmm. going into the Encore, it'll be perfect.
I think that will be fine. All right. So anyway, we're auctioning that off this morning. And let's see. A texter says, Greg, the greatest decision you have made on this show yet so far was not having Reamer on. That was not me. I do want to mention that Danielle's lead this morning was that Alex Reamer is leaving WEEI. Curtis is blaming the fact that he's leaving on me as if, just because we've yet to have him be a part of the show, as if somehow that is the reason why he's leaving. But he's entering an entire different field. He's going to be a communications director for a Massachusetts state senator, correct? So it's,
yes.
He's getting out of radio. He's getting out of writing. And so, I mean, brief career.
Order of duty is going to be writing up parking tickets for Greg Hill.
Yeah, this happened right after his meeting with you, by the way.
No. He did the WEI.com interview with me, and then it's several weeks after. I mean, it's probably been a week or two, I think. How long has he been a writer? I mean, that's how he began, correct? I'm assuming he started at WEI.com as a writer.
Yeah, he's been
writer,
with us
right?
for 3 years, over 3 years, right?
All right.
Two.
Okay. 2 years? Okay. Well, I mean,
feels like an eternity. Right.
But Reamer is going to pop in later on. Is that the
9 o'clock hour? Yep.
Is 9 o'clock hour? He's going to say goodbye to everybody. All right. Okay. Listen, some may be happy, some may be upset. I don't know. I do not know. I do know this. Coming up in just a moment on the show, did a professional cuddler in Arizona take things a little too far with a client?
These stories are fantastic.
Very interesting complaint that has been filed against a professional cuddler.
Yes.
And you know that's a business.
It is a business. And you would think the complaint would likely be filed against the client and not the provider. But in this case, Bob Geron.
Well, not to ruin the story, but I believe John Dennis is a part of this thing.
I don't think so.
I thought this is what Reamer was getting into after he left.
I don't think so. But I mean, can you ever see yourself? You're barren.
Who says that on a Monday morning?
You're not barren. You're
I'm a great cuddler, though.
You're not betrothed. You're not married.
No.
Can you ever see yourself utilizing the services of a professional cuddler?
No, because I feel like there needs to be like a familiarity with cuddling. It's the first time you cuddle with somebody, it's always like a little awkward because the shoulder placement, the chest height, everything's kind of a little different. You don't really know where it fits in.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I would want to pay for that service.
But, I mean, you're paying really for the guy to go away.
On the other side of things, you pay for it to go away.
Right. So that's kind of why you're like, come over. I'll pay you $100 an hour, whatever it is. Right. Come over and cuddle. Yeah. And then I'm going to fall asleep and I want you out of the place.
Slide your arm out from under my neck.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get to that news coming up in just a little bit on the show this morning. If you want to be on, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. This is the Greg Hill Show. Well, a main listener on the text line has been looking forward to hearing Lucy and Danielle all weekend, and you ruined that, Curtis.
I apologize.
You ruined it by coming back to work. You ruined it. Maybe you and Lucy can go do some professional cuddling. There is the most bizarre professional cuddler story in the news today.
Yeah.
And it's
yes, sir.
It's from Arizona, right?
Yes, it is.
It's from so this is, if you don't know about this, this has become a trend recently, which is not really surprising. I mean, people have become adverse to actual human interaction based on the fact that everybody lives on their phone, so all communication is done text wise or via social media. There's not a lot of human interaction that goes on these days. So,
can I touch it?
People utilize, women especially, utilize these professional cuddling. Are you okay over
there? Yeah,
sorry. These professional cuddling services. And so the way it works is you pay somebody to cuddle with you, and you don't have to have the entwinement, is that a word? You don't have to have the relationship part of it.
Right.
So this woman went to a professional cuddler in Arizona, who was also a woman, became a frequent customer. However, she has now filed a complaint because she says that the professional cuddler took things a little too far.
Suzanne Woodard is the name of the cuddler, and the unnamed plaintiff started visiting her in May for cuddle sessions. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you have the option with some cuddlers to book all nude appointments.
Wait a second. That doesn't sound like it's the right thing to do.
It's skin to skin.
Okay.
Human contact.
Right. So
the power of touch.
So you can book all nude.
Yeah. But you know, the rules are set out ahead of time, so you're expected to follow them.
Yeah,
but
you
usually don't think it's the caregiver that's going to be the one that makes you egged out.
How do you follow those rules? A guy would have to think about baseball and their grandparents the entire time.
Yes. Yeah, basically. Yes. Basically. Yes. So the woman, the client, said that Woodard reportedly asked her, let me see how I can say this in an FCC-friendly way. The cuddler said that the woman, she could deliver nurturing energy to the woman through her nipple.
Oh, so she said
so
that
she wanted her to...
Yeah, we understand.
Yeah.
She said, I will be able to deliver nurturing energy to you.
Mm-hmm.
Through my nipple.
Correctamundo.
And then she wanted her to do something in order to get that, to
right.
get it, to get it out.
Yeah, you do.
Does that mean we have to have sex?
That sounds wildly inappropriate.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
okay,
here's the problem. So the client reported this incident both to the police and the state's massage therapy board, but both dismissed her because the behavior technically was not illegal or something that's regulated by the board.
Oh, they don't regulate the cuddlers.
Right.
Oh, there's no regulation on the professional cuddlers.
Yeah, it's like how the FDA doesn't regulate supplements.
You're throwing every caution
to the wind.
Right.
So the cuddler's service site has since been deleted.
Oh, no.
I think that was on advisement from the therapy board. And now I guess we have to see whether or not they can go forward with anything.
Well, I mean, who doesn't? I mean, what cuddling session, at least with one of the participants, isn't supposed to lead in that direction.
Right.
I mean, I get it.
And it's usually the one asking for the cuddle that doesn't want that, like, stop.
Right.
What man has ever started cuddling with a woman without the intent being getting in her pants?
Never, yes, none, zero. Never happened.
I mean, that's the, you know, when in doubt, then suggest cuddling.
Absolutely.
And see if maybe you can, you know, you can lead it in the direction you want it to go in.
Do we know, is there like a cuddling salon for like after difficult losses?
What?
Like a sports cuddling? Like, because they're like, I like after Super Bowl 42, 46, 52, I could have just used a cuddle. There was nobody. I mean, right. I just found myself asleep on the floor with like Doritos and Kahlua next to me, but like I could have used a cuddle. That, right. That would be helpful. I feel as though yeah. one could profit from that accordingly, and there would definitely be no nipple action there.
You should set one up at Gillette, mm-hmm. like so that after a tough loss, all the diehards can go cuddle with somebody afterwards.
Right next to TB12, right?
Yes, it would be right.
10 to 2 weekdays. It's called Dale and Keith.
Wow.
Well, that doesn't sound right to me. So this woman has stopped her cuddling service
for the time being.
Yeah.
Does nobody think that's where it's going to go? An all nude cuddle.
Right.
Yes. And that's stripping. This is pornography.
Well, yes,
this is not therapy. I don't go to my therapist and lie down and say, hey, before we talk about the way my mom responded to me getting a C on my report card when I was 14, can I take my clothes off?
Right.
I can't go to Massage Envy in West Newton and say, hey, do you know, if you could work out the lactic acid in my hamstrings from this run yesterday, would you mind if both of us declad? Come on. Come right. on.
Well, I mean, she decided, the customer decided to go with it. I mean, she was really into the cuddling sessions, and the lady said, hey, let's try this one nude. And she said, all right, I'm like, why not? I'm into it. Right. Let's see what happens. She just didn't think that she was going to, that the cuddler was going to suggest the nurturing energy would be suckled from her body. I mean, that doesn't
can I use
sound
a straw
like,
instead? That's,
yeah. Yeah.
God, what the hell is wrong with us? I mean, it's completely not regulated. That makes this cuddling like the internet of massage therapy. Like, why would anybody want to dare regulate this or touch it?
Yeah.
I'm all in favor of it, but at the same time, I feel as though at least I'm supposed to say how shameful it is. What's the number?
Orchards of Asia Day Spa.
There's not a lot of cuddling that goes on at Orchids of Asia.
No.
Or there wasn't a lot of cuddling.
Well, we haven't seen the footage yet, Greg. You never know.
I don't think that footage is long gone, by the way. Yeah. If you think that footage exists somewhere, then you're living in a dream.
Isn't that amazing that was never released and Kraft isn't going to get suspended? That was the biggest story in the country for 2 weeks. Everybody was after that footage, and his lawyers were able to get rid of it.
What makes you sure that he's not going to face some kind of punishment?
100% not going to face
suspension. Because it hasn't happened yet? Is
right.
that what?
Mm-hmm. They're not going to announce that he's going to be suspended a week before they're supposed to release the banner. You know, that would have been something they would have done months ago. And then have him come back and be the, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to say he's not going to be at the home opener days before the home opener.
Can you not use the term release when discussing this story, please, Curtis?
Yeah, thank you. How about that? I'm surprised that F.T. Laird hasn't come out with his scorching fake take that Robert Kraft is taking the sword. I feel like taking the sword is an inappropriate term here as well. That he's not going to bite the bullet. For Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon gets the conditional reinstatement if Kraft is willing to take his medicine. Huh?
Ah.
How about that? Is that backdoor conspiracy there, FT?
Yeah, so you're saying that a deal was cut, which was that Josh Gordon gets to return, Mr. Kraft faces some kind of punishment or something.
It's possible. I believe it's a larger issue going on with Kaepernick as the end game. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. Gordon and Kraft, suspension time. In exchange for Kaepernick,
and you started off the show with this, so we might as well delve back into it for a moment or two. Your belief is that the NFL ultimately wants Kaepernick to be playing for it doesn't matter what team it is, but they would like for him to be playing somewhere this season. So truly, this does just disappear and go away. And your belief is, as you outrageously said at the start of the show, that he will be joining the New England Patriots this week.
Correct. Right. Now, Chris Carter, I don't know if you believe in Chris Carter's sources. He's been sometimes right, sometimes wrong. But he said this in February, which I found interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots looked at a guy like Cap. I know that the Crafts are very, very fond of Colin Kaepernick.
Now, wouldn't it make sense for Kraft, who got caught, I mean, even though he's going to be not suspended for it, this was publicly embarrassing, he could now bring everybody together by bringing Kaepernick back, maybe having the whole team kneel in unison. We are all
patriots. Oh, my God. Ken, what did you do? What happened to actual fake Tate Laird?
This is
real
life.
Did you do some naked cuddling that ended on the wrong side of a nipple this weekend? What's wrong with you?
Ooh, nude cuddling protest. I'd love that before the game.
What in dear God?
I don't think so.
I'll tell you who Kaepernick's going to play for. Jay-Z's new team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who called it?
You want to take a victory lap on that news?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, I would like to very much take a victory lap. Thank you.
Okay.
Last week on this very program,
yeah,
one Nick Fitzy Stevens, when the Jay-Z news about trying to broker peace came out, I said, smells fishy. You said big bag of cash. I said, I think it's because he's going to get in on buying a team. And lo and behold, TMZ Sports breaks this weekend. One Sean Carter, a.k.a. the Jay-Z, is going to be buying part ownership of an NFL team.
They have not said which, correct?
No, sir.
So does he have to divest from his sports agency now? Because isn't that why he sold his share of the Nets? Because it was a conflict of interest issue?
Yeah, I would assume that you can't do both.
Right.
I mean, I would assume that there is a conflict of interest there. I would assume so. What team would you guess it is? If you had to take a guess... What team would you guess it is?
Partial ownership of a team. Whose owner is on the way out the door? We talked maybe, I don't know, some Lions?
Ooh, what about the Dolphins? Stephen Ross has been facing a lot of backlash for his support
of Trump.
Oh, you know, maybe bringing Jay-Z. It's Miami. It's a hip city.
It's Miami. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would actually, there was a lot of Kenny Stills would love that.
Right.
And he's still currently on everyone's fantasy waiver wire, so that would be great.
Yeah. So your belief is that as we sit here on August 19th, there is nothing coming from a disciplinary perspective for Mr. Kraft, because we would know about it because the Patriots opening, which they don't get to do on opening night of the NFL, thanks to Roger Goodell, because that is looming, that we would know about it by now if there was going to be a suspension. Maybe it'll be a suspension after opening night.
It could be, but Goodell's
you're suspended for the second and third games of the NFL.
Right,
season.
But Goodell's not going to want to draw more attention to Kraft and hurt him personally. If he was going to suspend him, he would have done it, as I said, a while ago, so it was already out there and it was known. They're not going to make a spectacle of suspending him right before the opener.
Huh. Yeah.
We have our make good from Goodell now. Josh Gordon is back. People were pissed that the Patriots didn't get to open the season because they went Bears-Packers for the 100th anniversary classic opener on Thursday night. We're on Sunday night. Gordon's back. Leave the Orchids of Asia alone. Let's just do a handshake wash and just have nothing to do with Goodell for a year. It'd be great.
Could you please try to choose your phrasing in an appropriate manner, please.
Yes,
Nick, if you could, please.
I apologize. Okay, that was awkward, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, speaking of which, from the Theater of the Awkward, question. Did you get a chance to watch the full Patriots preseason action Saturday?
I did not, but only because I was I went to New York and I had an obligation of going to a Broadway play.
What?
Which was, you know, one of my all-time favorites things to do.
Stop the train.
So I went to see Come From Away, which is actually a pretty good play.
You actually watched it?
I was.
The usher didn't have to come down and say, sir, could you please turn down the screen brightness on your phone? You're annoying the other theater goers.
But I didn't. How was Steve Burton?
Oh boy! I mean, we love the theater of the awkward that is the Burton halftime interview with Belichick, and this week Burton cranked the hardo up a notch and brought us a new level of awkward interaction with the hooded one. Please enjoy.
We're joining me now is Patriot head coach Bill Belichick. Before I even talk about the first half, I do want to bring up Josh Gordon because you put out a statement earlier today. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Nope,
not at all.
No, that's why I put out the statement.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about this first half. Are you pleased with the way your defensive line is able to go after the quarterback?
Yeah, we did some good things. We got some things that, you know, we need to do better. So we got a lot of work to do.
Talk about Isaiah Wynn, and he was able to play three series so far. Are you pleased with the way he's progressing?
Yeah, we'll take a look at it on film. Good to have him out there.
All right, Coach. What adjustments do you want to make in the second half?
play more consistently.
All right, Coach. Good luck in the second half. Coach Belichick, our guest. Guys, let's go up to you.
Wow.
Four questions, maybe as many words as questions.
Why do they even bother? Like, why even bother? He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want any part of it.
But usually he ends with a smile because he respects Steve's late father, yeah. Ron, so much.
Yes,
but
yes.
I feel like the Gordon question out of the gate frosted Belichick, and there was a look from Belichick that said, like, "Aw, Steve, why'd you have to do that with us? We had a thing going on. You broke the Belichick circle of trust."
No, that's why I put out the statement.
The statement stands on its own.
Oh, God. Oh, it's so cringe-inducing. Oh,
what
hurts so much.
Was he going to make in the second half anyway? It's a freaking preseason game. What is he even asking that for? I'm going to play our fifth stringers, Steve.
Yeah.
What adjustments do you want to make in the second half?
Yes, we're going to put Tom Brady in. That's what we're going to do.
Brady's going to play halfback.
Brady's going to play. Brady's not on today, by the way. Heads up. He'll join us tomorrow because tomorrow we begin the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Radio Telethon to benefit the Jimmy Fund. We will be live at Fenway Park tomorrow, and joining us on the show, Tuukka Rask at 8. The mayor, one-term mayor, that's for damn sure. Marty Walsh will join us tomorrow at Fenway, and Tom Brady will join us tomorrow as well. And of course, this event speaks for itself. Over $53 million donated by you incredibly generous listeners over the last 18 years, and I'm sure that this year will be no different. So we begin that tomorrow on this show at 6.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.